We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simishin Samach, and the Rish Tezvav and Meralf discussing the halachas of making enclosures of partitions for Shabbos. Siv Gimel. So we continue with this idea about someone out in the open fields, or Yishleisha. Let's say there were three people. And each one closed himself, one next to the other one, every yachad they made an erev together. So, if the outer ones are wide, but emtzoi kotzer, the middle one is narrow, so that the middle one, that means he's totally breached to the outer one, but the outer ones, they have like, since their enclosures are bigger, so they have these like basically walls that are more on each side than the middle one. So Naislam called Tarkim Memtsai, so they're given whatever they need in the middle one. Afilam Gadol Harbim is very big. Shonarayim, because we see Kilukulum Dar Mitzayik, we see as if they're all living inside the middle one. But a Yesh Leish V'yachad, so you have three together in the middle one. That is what we spoke about in the previous Sifim, that then they get as much as they need. And even the outer ones, they're given all that they need. The Kibbush and Astra Sherebem, so since they're made into, quote unquote, this caravan in the middle, Havali Enoch, so that means the other ones, the outer ones, are Kechatzalem Tzoyi, as if they're the courtyard of the middle one, because we see them all as if they're in the middle one. Some say, no, the outer ones are not permitted, only up until Tusa. If any one of them is more than Tusa, then even the middle one's going to be Asa, Sherebem, because it's totally breached to a forbidden area, which is one of the outer ones. Now, if the outer ones are totally breached, now an opposite case. They're totally breached with their fullness to the middle one. And the middle one is, because it's bigger, so that has like these walls, so to speak. And you have an individual, each one of these three. You don't give to each one but an area base of two sons. If one of the outer ones is more than based asaim, levad biyasa, then only he's going to be forbidden, as we'll explain in the Mishnah Berurah, because here it's the opposite. If the middle one is more than based asaim, then also the outer ones can be forbidden. I didn't put some makom asalim because they're breached to a place that's forbidden to them. But if you have one in each one of the outer ones, shnayim b'mitzayim, you have two in the middle, or shnayim b'cholechad b'mitzayim, you have two in any one of the outer ones, v'echad b'mitzayim, one in the middle one. And then you give to the two outer ones all their needs. The because it's considered komash b'mtzayi kilu hu b'chatzayinim. If it's in the middle one, as if it's in the outer one. The midrum, when we say this, when they're not open to each other more than 10 amas. Because if that's the case, now the pirtzah is a breach. Then even when it's enclosed, would be forbidden.
I mean to say that even the ones that have the gefufim are forbidden. Now, because this is all kashakasa gitana chnas migdaila, if the walls of the small one enter into the big one, and ukashakasa gitana muflag mshashit fakam kasa rechagidaila, the walls of the small one are a distance from the walls of the large one, a distance of 3 tvach. Does the seres gidal gitana, then the big one's going to make the small one forbidden, says Ramah, and the command simashanai dal said gimel, because says mechabinim lakenik, not the case, but they near me because of a shabbat mebifnim. This is what's called, that it's visible, this element on the outside, even though it looks straight in the inside, and then it's qualified as a lechi, as a side post, and then therefore they're all considered as megufafim, like enclosed, like a walled on some element, except none of them are reached to the other one. And therefore you don't give to each one of them elevates the same, only in every base the same. So this is Mishbur Siv Katan Yud Aleph. So Mechabes Salibis, there were three people, the Kifu Kol Echad Bechulu. And each one of them went and surrounded for himself, one on the side of the other one, they made an Erev together. Where Pirish, a Kifu Bemechitza Gurua, they enclose themselves with inferior walls. Shasibal Erev, either vertical without horizontal, like Erev Blechasi, or horizontal without vertical. Sivkon Yud Beis. If the outer ones are wide, and Vemtsoi Kotzer, and the middle one is narrow, says Mishru Kazel, like this, which on the bottom it brings a picture with the Dirshu 12, that you see that the one in the middle, his walls are narrower, and the outer ones are wider, so they have like some element of walls separating from the middle one. So, Machaba said, that it comes out that the middle one is totally breached to the outer ones, and the outer ones have Gifufim, that are additions from the sides of where they open up to the middle one. So you give them whatever they need in the middle one, even if Sivkot and Yudgimel got the hybrid very big, meaning Yosem and Bezazam more than Bezazam. Why? Because Sivkot and Yudal, John and Rayim, because we see as if they're all living in the middle one, and you have three together. And even in the outer ones, you give them whatever they need, because since they become like a caravan in the middle, so like the outer ones are more like a chatzar to the middle one. Which Mishmaris Sivkot and Yudal says, because there's no partition separating between them and the middle one. Because they're totally breached to it. However, Sivkot says, v'yesh aimrim b'chulu. Some say that the outer ones are not permitted. And says Mishmarim, v'alocha g'day k'maisa, alocha is like the first opinion, leniently. Initially, it's not worth it to be lenient. Sivkot dezayin, that is not permitted ella at sasayim, only up until two sa. Why? Because shadehim in rishus echad zemze, because they're not one domain with the other one. They give bufeim, because they have their extended walls on the sides. Hamav sigim in them lam tzay. They do separate between them and the middle one. Sivkot and yodzayin. Now, if one of them is more than sasayim, then gamem tzay also bechul that even the middle one's gonna be forbidden, because that's totally breached now to that outer one. Of the hachitz and hashen is a connected system, but the other outer one on the other side, sure, it's permitted. Sure, any part it's been below them, sorry, because it's not totally breached in the middle one, as we say, because as gifufim say that random. Sivkot and yodchas. Now, if the outer ones are perutzim b'meluah mechulu, totally breached to the middle one, and the middle one is actually megufuf, as mishmar says kizeh, which the picture is brought on the bottom, which is similar to the dershu number 13, which in this case obviously you see that the middle one is the wider one. And it has walls, and the outer ones are narrow. That the middle one is wider than two outer ones. So if there's individual, each one of these three areas, you don't give each one, but elevates the side. Why? Because the outer ones cannot come out with the middle one. They're not to like consider them as if they're all living in the middle one. Because they have gifufim that separate. It's not totally breached to them. Even though the middle one could join either one of the outer ones, because they're totally breached to him. But actually, as if he's living in their domain, as we mentioned, they would only make it. Now he could join the right or the left, but it's only going to be two, and not going to be three. So you only get base sasayim. Now, Sivkot and Chav, if one of the outer ones was more than base sasayim, who levad the aser, only that one would be aser. And not the middle one, because it's closed off from that outer one, in parts, so it's not breached with. For sure, the other outer one, Shurachman, which is far away, for sure, is not going to be Asa. Sivkot and Chavals. So, if the middle one is more than Beis Simon, then also the outer ones are forbidden, because they're breached to the place that's forbidden, which is the middle one. But if one of every one of the outer ones, but let's say there's one person in every one of the outer ones, and there's two in the middle, or two in every one of the outer ones, and one in the middle, then you give to the two outer ones whatever they need, because the chashiv v'chulu is because whatever's in the middle one, as if it's in the outer one. K'mesh bi'arna tam le'elba sivkot and yudalad, we explained previously in sivkot and yudalad, because there's nothing separating, and this one combines with those two. Sivkot and chavbeiz, kilu b'chatzaynim, as if it's in the outer one, just somewhat what it means to say is in every one of the outer ones. I want to say, but the middle one, he actually only gets based aside. Because of this, all who rock with the Hashem only called the Hashem. I believe Hashem, according to the first opinion, just like the outer ones become over there according to the middle one, so to here, so the middle one will become a courtyard, so to speak, to the outer ones, but there it also would be permitted whatever it needs. So Machabi said, when we say this, when they're not open one to the other more than 10 amas. Because if that's the case, if Kodun Chavim Avli Pirtsa, it's a breach, then even the Gufafim are going to be forbidden. So Kaya Hod the Isla Alis is going on what we mentioned before, because I'm sorry, Magufaf, when the middle one is bigger and has like some type of a, like walls on its ends. But the other one had more than Sasayim, to Nasa where it's forbidden, but from Magufaf, the middle one, which is Magufaf, it's Mutter. But as we says, but the Emayah appeared to us and asked, but if the breach was more than 10 Amas, there's Batal Shem Machitza Magufaf, that nullifies the name of a partition from the Magufaf. And Mamelik, Magufaf also then different, even the Magufaf, the one that has a little bit walls on it, because it's bigger, even that's going to be forbidden. What the Shartin Yisud says, and the same thing is, that also by default now the other one is forbidden, because now it's totally breached to the middle one. And he says, Allah. And then Maskel Hava, which this short Bialacha says, look at Mishmaru Pesach Kodun Chav Gimel. So Magarum is a fact about all this, and it's possible that even the Kula will say that since it breached more than 10 amas, it totally nullifies the name of Machitza, and it's as if all of them are living together, and therefore it's multi-called Tzarka. Rabbi Tezer Shabbos, he disagrees in him. Look over there, which the Rishon Lakish brings, that the Pinchas Nesh is to be lean like the Pinchas Magen Abraham, because since they are surrounded by one Machitza, they don't have to make an air between them, as Ben Shulchan Aruch and Sin and Shin Samach Vos of Beis, or in the Aloch of a Sheyara of a caravan. Simkan Chavdal. The Mechaber continued, moreover, Chol Zeh, and this is all, Keshekasta B'chulu, when the walls of the small one are going into the big one. So it says, this is going on what was said before, that, but one is in each one of the outer ones, etc. Sivkatan Chafei, that the walls of the small one are Nechnas Magdala, go into the big one. Like we made in the picture, which you see in the picture, that's in the bottom of Mr. Brewers, and like the Dirshu brings the pictures, that it's not perfect. It's the small one is going into the bigger one. The wall is sticking in. Sivkat and Chavav. Moreover, the walls of the small one are Meflag and Mechulu, are at least 3 tefachim away from the walls of the big one. That's like what it means. Sheish Ben Kitzei Kasli Gitana, that you have between the end of the wall of the small one, at Kasli Gitana, until the walls of the big one, Shlesh Tefachim, a distance of 3 tefachim. Sivkat and Chavzayin. The Oz is Sarah Sagadal Gitana. Then the big one's going to make the small one forbidden. So he says, these words are Tabus of Gimel until the words Sif Gimel of the Ramah, Mukiv Betoich HaShulchan Aruch Shalal Shabbos, in the Eil Shabbos is Shulchan Aruch, is surrounded with parentheses. Of Nachman, that's appropriate because that it shouldn't be here. Kamakam Wadu Betoichi Yishli Yashav, pushing it, you could answer Gambali Hekav, even without enclosing it in parentheses. Where it's Lemur, what it means to say is, meaning to say that it's all in the parentheses of that the other says like Tana Ayn LeKamon, that's often the same comment, says no, but somewhere you can say it's Mechaber saying Kamon LeKamon LeKamon B'Simishin Ayn Dal Sib Gimel. Well, that's what the Ramo would be saying. Lein Chatzik Katana Shnibitz LeGedayla, that regarding a small courtyard that's breached to a big one, the Imus HaGedayla says Katana, when does the big one make a forbidden on the small? And Rekbay Pinsa only such situation Kenu Adim B'Inyanin, that would be the same thing in our situation. Basically, that's showing that only then does the big one make a forbidden on the small. And the question is that the comment of Mechaber the Ramo. Because if not, then it would be near Mebuchadz B'Shavim Mebifnim. And then be qualified like Halachi. And then the old be considered Meguvav. I know that is the Gesha'im B'Tech HaGdayla. When someone's standing in the big one, Nira, you see, Shanishu Gitzaz Kaisu B'Sei B'Ketan. See, it remains a little bit of a wall at the end of the small. But after Gesha'im B'Tech HaGdayla, even though when you're standing in the small one, in the Gefuf Nirim, those gefufim are not visible. It says if there are gefufim for the small one. Now, if you don't have between the walls of the small one, the walls of the big one, rakpachim, shlach tefachim, only less than 3 tefachim, as I mean love it, then we say love it, like it's closed. I could say kasagitan until the end of the walls of the small one. Again, that's the case. I have a gefufim there, mebuchutz. So now these gefufim are seen from the outside, mahani aflektan, they would be helpful even for the small one. And sefkat nechavtez, we need mishum lechi. So he says, Lechin Shechlin, then he says, really, Lechin, a side post is really not applicable in our context. So it's only what it means to say is, the Kamoilin Lechin, just like we're going to Lechin Kamelin, the Alach is the Shabbat Mevifinim. Even though it's flush, you don't see from the inside. Kimishnir Mevichos, but since you're on the outside, need Mishum Lechin, it's called as Lechin. Can you name so in our situation after Oim B'Tech Gedan, even though you're standing in the small one, Nir Kavart, Malu, look, I totally breach. Come on, come up, Lo, Oim B'Tech Gedola. When standing in the big one, Nir Gefufim, you do see the Gefufim. Kashirin Asim Kamelin, we would consider also the Gitana. And therefore, that's what we're saying. This is halacha specifically when it does go into the big one and is a distance of 3 tefachim. If not, it wouldn't be considered as part of the miluoy to the big one, that the big one should make it forbidden. Bi'alacha, and the Ramaskal, the Machatzin, the Prutz, and Mechulu, so says this halacha goes according to everyone. Not totally in Machlikas Yesh Oimrim and the first opinion. If the outer ones are breached totally to the middle one, and the middle one's Meguvav, and the Yachat in each one, then you don't give by the Beis Hasayim. And if one of the outer ones is more than Beis Hasayim, it itself is Asur. But if the middle one is more than Beis Hasayim, also the outer ones are forbidden because they're breached to a place that's forbidden to them. Some of the Dirshus Tishrei number 14. What's the measurement that the small walls have to go into the big chatzah? And be alach later on shin samachisil gimel and then primogodim, it's a shear of 3 tefachim. Machaznish is inclined, that's enough even just a little bit.